Introspection. By navigating my inner world, I cultivate a terrain of quietude and invincibility. The exploration of my mindscapes creates maps to navigate and grow what I can do and what I know. One step at a time, one breath at a time, my journey unfolds on a beautiful pathway. Introspection is so critical in self-growth and self-development. Some might argue that introspection is the root of self-development and healing. Without that, without going inside to speculate at what's happening, to make sense of the adversity, we can't begin to hear the voice that guides us. We can't get in touch or in tune with ourselves. So instead, we continue to spin. We continue to follow the messaging and the programming from others of who we should be, what we should do, and how we should show up in the world. If, on your journey, you're experiencing any kind of stress, whether it's acute short-term stress or chronic long-term stress, this is an opportunity to determine what the charge is behind that. Where does the stress come from? What's it doing to your life? How has it changed the way that you serve? Is it making you feel like you're in the wrong place? Again, introspection is not about analyzing and thinking our way through a problem. Introspection is going inside, going inward, learning how to create a space inside of us that is still and quiet. A space where we go into the darkness, we go into the pain, we go into any feeling, and we learn how to navigate. Invincibility doesn't mean that we never fall down. Invincibility means that we can face what's going on inside of us and around us. We have the skills, we have the courage, we value ourselves enough to say that we can stand up and do something big and bold. By going inward to explore, we really start to know the nooks and crannies of our mindscape. Where does the fear hide? Where does the joy grow? Which pathway do I take for more love? Which mountaintop or peak experience do I want to challenge myself with next? Our imagination, our intuition allows us to begin connecting our thoughts, our feelings, our intuition, our soul, and our body, begin to present to us the inner world that has been created based on how others are teaching us to see what's around us. And again, through introspection, we have the opportunity to go inside and decide if we want to do some new landscaping. Does the mindscape in which you live right now serve you best? Is any of this mindscape overgrowing your dreams, keeping them in a prison of vines and tangled shrubs that you can't get out of? Is your mindscape or your inner world so dry that you can't be nourished? What are you thirsting for? Is your mindscape lush and green? In your mindscape, how many pathways are there? Are they easy to navigate? Recently, I was working with an educator who had a beautiful description of how she's growing her mindscape, how she's expanding it and learning to make it different by adding wayside rests, points of interest, learning how to balance and blend, creating a hybrid inside of herself of various scenes, various feelings, various reflections and opportunities for thought in addition to feeling that can help her grow even more. It was a beautiful picture and a great inspiration for what is possible inside of us. Sometimes we have pain and darkness that we have to go into. And by going into it, again, we can choose. In this introspection, do we want to stay in the darkness? Do we want to go deeper into the pain? Or is the pain bad enough? Is the darkness deep enough that I'm ready to come back out? Have I learned what I need to learn? As you serve others, are you imposing your darkness and your pain on them? Or, if you've groomed your mindscape, have you learned to share joy and include them in compassion, empathy, love? Are you including them in creating space, establishing boundaries for their own self-discovery, for their own authentic connections? Again, only by doing this for yourself can you do it the most effectively with others. For today's reflection, we'll start with, what is the state of your inner world? Describe or draw your mindscape. What has been the most painful part of your journey so far? How is that reflected in your inner world or your mindscape? What has been the most surprising or beautiful on your journey? Where do you see those things reflected in the mindscape? Finally, what is the most important action for you to cultivate a richer inner world to support your personal development? If action propels you or catapults you into doing things, perhaps change the word to choice. What is the most important choice to cultivate a richer inner world for yourself? Listen, feel, and move forward. Be well.